Welcome to Maseches Dmai Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav, Chapter 7, Mishnah 6. The Mishnah begins. If a person has two baskets of tevel, of stuff that nothing was separated on it yet, and he says, the miser that is in this basket should be taken off on the other basket, the basket that's next to that. That means he's being mafresh from one basket on another basket. Both of them are mechiv al-chiv, they're both chayiv. So it says the Mishnah, Rishayna Me'usaris. Then the first one is considered Me'usaris, is considered that Meister has been separate, Trumas and Meister have been separate from it. And it's all good, which seemingly is no major significant chiddush, of course. Why can't you separate from one on another? The Tiferet Yisrael adds here, and he says that the Mishnah is teaching us that you can even eat from the first basket, even though you didn't physically separate the maaseros from the second basket yet. But as long as you said that this should be maaser on this, that's sufficient and it allows you to eat it. Says the Mishnah, however, shalzu bezu v'shalzu bezu. Let's say the fellow said that the maaser that's in this basket should be maaser on this, and this on this. Harishoyna musaris. The first one, the first basket, we say as soon as he says this should be on this, so it's a basket one and basket two. He says basket one should be on basket two. That's considered musaris. But the second one doesn't work. Because when you say shazu bazu, when you say the second one, the first one should be on the first one already is already done. So it comes out, you're being mafresh min aptur lachiv, something that you're not chayv to be mafresh on, and something that you are chayv to be mafresh on. You can't be mafresh min aptur lachiv. But for the second one, doesn't work. If the fellow says, masrei seya and masrei kakala bechaverta, he says that the maisers of these two baskets should be maiser on one another. So he says that it should happen at the same time. Karashem. Then the maasers both take effect at the same time, and both of them are considered that they have maaser in them, and now we can't separate from any other place, because by saying that, in essence, he's affected maaser. He takes away the maaser whenever he wants, and the rest is okay. Let's start the next Mishnah. It's a complicated Mishnah. Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah 7. It says the Mishnah, Me'a tevel me'a chulin. Let's say a person has 100 figs of tevel, on stuff that nothing was separated on, so you can't eat it, that got mixed up with 100 figs of chulin. The situation here is talking about where truma gedoyla was already separated, the actual truma was already separated, and now, but truma's meiser, and meisers have not been separated from it, and he can't separate from the mixture and say, oh, this should be meisers, because maybe that which he's separating is already chulin, it's already been separated, and it's meneptur lachiv, and he's separating on something that's not obligated on something that is obligated. So says the Mishnah, what's the solution? Noita me'a ve'echad. He takes 101 from this mixture of 200. So it comes out he certainly has one that's tevel, and he makes that trumas meiser on the 100 that are tevel, and then the halacha is that he's able to eat. Now in order to do so, he actually has quite a complicated formula that he has to say. He says like this, 9 of tevel that are in this mixture with the one that's in the 101 that I took off should be meiser rishon, and the one should be my trumas meiser on them. And then the 101 that he took, since he has inside of them the one that's trumas meiser, he can't eat it. So he sells it to the kohen, and the kohen pays him the amount of truma, very, you know, insignificant amount, besides for the one which is trumas meiser, which he has to give to the kohen anyways, and the other 99 that are still left that he has, then halachas, it's permissible for him to eat it, because regardless of what, if they're chulin, that got mixed in, so it's mutter. And if it's tevel, he separated trumas meiser. Now he still has to separate Meiser Risa and Meiser Sheni the way that he's supposed to. Wish you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week. Tomorrow we'll continue the rest of the Mishnah.